linebacker shakeup last week, but if George is ready to go, then you might shake him up again, or you?
No, well, I mean, we got to see where he's at first, but we like that group did a good job last week. You know, they were fun. They were a fun group to be around. You know, JT Thomas, we talked about him. I mean, he's the Mike linebacker making all the calls and stuff. That's hard now. That's hard, you know. So, and he's done a really good job of it. And, you know, and Gino, you know, made some plays. And Talvin, it's the first game he played the whole game. So, it is neat to see. You know, it's a good bunch to have in there.
How's McCray looking?
Good. You talking about Demetrius McCray? Yeah, he's doing really well. I mean, he's gotten each week, anytime you're getting all those reps, Vito, you know, in games and in practice and stuff, you just continue to get better. And, you know, we feel really good about the progress he's made. And he's a different player for sure than he was in the spring and training camp. He's confident, you know, and it's fun to see.
How about Aaron Colvin?
He
got in 30-plus
snaps. Yeah, it was good, man. It's exciting to see him play. You know, he had been around, I think it was, I don't know if it was 2 or 3 weeks. He had been practicing. And then, you know, when he got the opportunity, you know, at the nickel position, he showed to have some very good instincts in there. You got to be able, you know, there's different things. Things happen a lot quicker in there, and you got to be very instinctive. And he showed to have those instincts, and he showed some toughness, you know, in tackling and stuff like that. So it's good. That was a good way to get his feet wet.
Sure. How unique is the matchup going up against Eli Manning? Because obviously he's achieved great success, but he also can be turnover prone. So as a defensive coordinator, how do you kind of look
at
that?
Well, you know, he's a seasoned vet. You know, one of the things we just did, we just watched some 2-minute stuff on top of all the other things we watched, and he's poised, and, you know, he's confident, and he's been through a lot of different things. It's hard to go and get him to waver, but, you know, we just need to make sure that we're doing, you know, the things that we need to do as far as the scheme-wise, what we want to do, and, you know, see how it goes. We have a lot of respect for Eli. You know, he's done a lot of good things throughout his career, and, you know, so you can't take that for granted.
What do you think about Beckham's catch?
I thought it was a really good catch. I thought it was really good. I mean, you know, it was fun to see. Oh, yeah, Eddie, you know, we were talking about, you know, we want to see first of all where he is, make sure that he has the burst and all that, and that he's completely healthy. And, you know, he was doing a great job before the injury and was productive and making some plays. So, you know, that'd be a big plus for us to get him back.
You guys got decent production out of Ryan Davis and Chris Smith while he was gone, right? I mean, was that a
surprise? Oh, yeah. I mean, Ryan, I believe, has 5.5 sacks right now, and he does a really good job. He's another one of those guys that just does what you ask him to do and, you know, and shows up on game day, and we put him in a lot of different positions. And, you know, so adding Brancher back to it, it gives us, you know, a heck of a rushing front when we get put in, you know, third down situations and that type of thing.
Something from Chris Smith, too, right? I mean, just, I sack last week. I mean, that helped a little
bit,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sack fumble, that's huge, you know. So it was great. And in the red zone, you know, too. So
what's left for Cyprian down the stretch? 5 games left for him, second-year guy. What do you want to see out of him?
Just want him to continue to get better. I mean, you know, I know Jonathan, a couple you guys asked me about a couple, but he did an excellent job of tackling and stuff last week. He was focused, locked in. We believe in him. He, you know, I'm excited to see him finish out the season.
Thank you.